those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. May the Lord add his blessing to read the word. Again, Father, we come to you empty. We just ask you, God, that that Holy Spirit would deliver the message this morning, O God, as needed. For we know not, Lord, your will. But we just become as an empty vessel, waiting for you to use us, Lord, as you would see fit. We pray, God, that the message this morning would accomplish that which you would have. Lord, that the hearer of this word would listen with the heart. We ask you, God, that the spiritual ear be open. Lord, that your message might accomplish. We pray, God, that you'll use us as you can see fit. For we ask these things in your precious and holy Son's name, Jesus. 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 The only way. Cindy hit this morning, and I probably wouldn't have to say another word, those of you that weren't with us. Better turn this thing on. The scripture that I read is familiar. We touched on it a little bit Wednesday evening. And life is kind of, it's amazing. When we are born, this tiny little thing, we become, as God said, a living soul. And every one of us has went the same road. We've come into this world with nothing, not things. And that's exactly how it will be. But during this time that we're in this life that God has given us, we're making a record. It's just exactly like today when we get on the computer and we enter in the information into it. To be recalled, we can come back to it at any time we like if it works, and if it doesn't, well, you know. But God is writing, we are writing our own book. From the beginning right through until the end. Every little thing we do, every little tiny thing we do, every little thought we have, everything about us completely is written in a book. Right up to date, to this very moment. It is up to date. We don't have to worry about bringing things up and whatever you want to do. No, you don't do that. Because he is God. The things that are written, we write it ourselves. You know, I've told this story before, maybe. But scientists have come up with a theory, they all have theory, that sound makes imprints. Just like the waves of the ocean or the waves of a lake and everything, they ripple out, and where they hit, they leave a mark. The sounds of all sounds, they claim, actually leave an impression on something. thought that that thing was, nah, that can't be. Well, today's old history. It's old stuff. It's here. It's here in the past. It's already there. We read in those books, too, the comic book about Christ Gordon and he going up to the moon and all that. Impossible! No way is anybody going to get up to the moon.
It happened.
Those things that we feel that today are impossible, you don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. If God allows it. When we are writing our book, we're writing the history of our life completely. Every little detail, every little thing is in there. You know, we one day will stand before Jesus Christ. And we'll give an account of our life. You won't have an argument if you can say, well, the preacher didn't tell me. Or you won't be able to say, well, I didn't understand it. I won't be this or I won't be that. Making excuses to God why you did not. You will not have that privilege. You will stand absolutely silent, speechless, with no defense whatsoever. Because the book has been opened. Your life has been exposed completely, laid out right in front of you. Nothing to be denied. He said. The scripture that I just read to you, read about the great white throne judgment. The great white throne. White throne. Because white means pure, accurate, exact, precise, God's word, white. White throne. Because the man on the judgment seat is pure and white, Jesus Christ. The judge. Now, he's not going to judge everybody. The dead is going to be coming up and face that judgment. Dead. Well, now death defines. We think of death as the end. Well, death is the end of that book. You're right. It closes the pages. One way or another, in death, that book is closed. Nothing more to be added to it. Nothing to be taken away. Nothing to be taken away. You see, when those stand before the judgment seat, they're the lost of the world. Those that have not accepted Jesus Christ. Because he tells me there that another book was opened, which is the book of life. This book of life is, it's the one that Christ offers to us every day. He offers it to all people, everybody. Nobody has ever been born into this world that has not had the opportunity to have their name written down in the book of life. The book of life, which contains Jesus Christ's blood. The ink that was used to write your name in the book of life is the blood of Jesus Christ. It's that blood that Jesus shed for you and I when he died there on Calvary. His blood was used to write my name in the book of life. At that great white throne judgment, those that stand before the judge. And the book's open. You can look in there. And as they look through there, they individual understanding. Whether it be you, whether it be I, pray not. But the one standing there, he'll open it up and he'll be down the list. What's your name? Where is your name in this book of life? It's not there. It's not there. Second day. Pronounced. For each and every one whose name is not written in the book of life, period, except that's the end of it. No one. Condemned to where? To a devil's hell. To a place that was prepared for Satan and his imps. There is a place that's mentioned in the Bible. It's called hell. It's called Hades. Yeah. What's that word? Gehenna, something like that. Anyhow.
Gehenna.
Right. It is the place. It is the place where all folks go when we die. It's a place that we go and wait for the resurrection, wait for that call, wait for that call from the Almighty, the trump sound, any way you want to look at it. But we go and we stand. We stand and we receive the rewards that we work for. Every one of us today, as we sit in this congregation, as we go about our daily life, we are working for somebody. And I pray it for the Almighty. He judges us, the Christians, he'll judge us there standing before Jesus Christ. And he'll look at that and he'll see our works. He'll see the things that we done there on those pages. Our name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life, absolutely, if you have accepted Jesus Christ. If you have accepted, it's there. Now we go in and we read down that book that you're writing today. And we look down from one thing to another and he sees there the works that we have done. Whether they be good or whether they be bad. He goes down that list and he sees the things that we are done and we are judged according to our works. You see, the degrees in heaven are just exact. They're not exactly everyone that does not have the same position. He told the ones that had the talents that he gave 1 10, 1 5, and 1 1. One that had 10, he multiplied it. And he said he'd make you ruler over many. The same with the fifth one, but the last one, he had one and he hid it. He hid his talent, so he took it away from him and he gave it to the man that had many. So you see, there is degree, difference. There is difference. You make ruler over many. Yes, we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and we will be rewarded according to our work, the book that we have written. Every one of us are writing. Brothers, sisters, if you would open that book and look at there, if you could find it, okay. If you could find in that book my sins that I have committed down through my life, if you could find them in there, you say, wow, he was a rascal. And you're right. But thanks be to Jesus Christ, those sins were blotted out, taken out through the blood of Jesus. So you see, that book that I'm writing, that book that you're writing, we have opportunity to have those things taken out and our name added to the book of life. Yes. We have this opportunity. If we don't accept Jesus Christ and have our name on the Lamb's book of life, if we don't have it there, those sins are still right there in that book. Yes, sir. And when he opens them up and then they're full of right part, there'll be no denial. There'll be no, I didn't do that. The devil made me do it. Or my wife tempted me and I ate the apple. It won't be there. It won't be. You can't look at your neighbor and say, well, this one or I'm better than they are. Look at this. They go to church and all this. No. You say, not my word. Because the book that is over washed out.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Isn't that amazing? You see? Yes, Cindy. That book we talked about in Sunday school, yes, it's there. We have opportunity. You know, I can up here and I make a lot of noise sometimes. Have a lot of fun. I enjoy Jesus Christ. I enjoy the life. What sign say out of me?
If you accept Jesus, you live forever.
Amen. You accept Jesus Christ. That's the clue. That's the thing that puts our name where it needs to be. If we accept. You know, as I said, I make a lot of noise sometimes standing up here to tell you the same story and say, I ain't going to do it again. Because to preach that same sermon, I'm here to tell you this. This sermon. I'm here to make sure that not one that is in the sound of my voice would face that great whatsoever judgment. When God looks up on us and He opens the pages and He says, I don't find your name written. Yes, you fooled the pastor. Yes, you fooled the Sunday school teacher. You fooled them all there. You may have think that you're just right, but you haven't really turned your heart to Jesus. My job from the authority of Almighty God is to see to it that each and every person's name is written in that last book of life. You know, invitations are given. Every Sunday I make the invitation. That if you have a need of any kind, bring it. He can fulfill that need. He can do it. Salvation is wonderful. Oh, it's not easy. Don't let anybody tell you that when we give our lives to Jesus Christ, it is all going to be a bed of roses because trouble just started. It just started. But He will be there to fight our battles. He will be. Yes, Satan will attack us on every side. It's amazing when you see a new convert come to the altar and be saved. And oh, the joy that you can see. You know, they're just lit up like brighter than they've ever been. And it is just a very short time until Satan makes his attack. And he'll try his very best to get them back. You'll try, but you can't. What's your name, Baptist? Once your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, no way can take it out. It's there for eternity. No man can take it out. Oh yes, we'll be judged by our work and reward. They will be different, but that name. When it is written, it's written with the blood of Jesus Christ, which no man can touch. No Satan can touch. Nobody can touch it. It's there. God put it there. That was used as the fluid to write your name was the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, nobody can touch it. Isn't that amazing? Nobody can touch it. You can't take it out. He put it there. It's there. It's a little like... I don't want to be called out of here. Good. It's just like that robe of righteousness. Once we are accept Jesus Christ, and He puts that robe around us, pure, clean, and white. Oh, do we shine. The angels in heaven rejoice when they see sinner come to repent. Huh? Yeah. Clean, pure, and white. Not a spot. Then, like I say, we go back out into this world, and you know what happens. We associate old Satan, rubs us the wrong way, or rubs elbows with us, huh? Keep those harnesses. and our white robe becomes dingy,
we must clean it.
We must keep it clean.
You clean your robe through the blood of Christ.
You bring it back. You bring it back to be clean. Yes. Oh, yeah, we get stubborn. We Baptists are the hard-nosed people in the world. We say, I'm all right, leave me alone. Let me sit on my pew and don't bother me. I don't need repentance. I don't need to come up to that altar and pray. I don't need that. I don't need that. I've been accepted by Jesus. That's all there is to it. Well, you know, I'm afraid that
when I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, if I haven't kept my robe washed white, he's going to look at it and he says, he's been what you're supposed to be. You ain't done just exactly what you ought to have done. I don't like that word, Lord.
Well, I learned that word from my old grandma.
They used to say it a lot. They knew Jesus. You go back and you look at some of the old folks that served God and have left parents flagging. You don't go back and you wonder, how it's going to be once we stand there and in the presence of the Lord, and he looks at us, he checked our name, yes, there it is. You're a good check. He looks on you, and he judges you, and he gives you a reward, and he'll say to you, enter in, my good and faithful servant. We enter into something that we don't know what it is. We don't have any idea, but we know it's going to be more glorious than anything that we could even possibly imagine. It's going to be greater than anything that you can imagine here upon this earth. Yes!
Amen.
It's going to be great. I don't know how we're going to meet our parents, our loved ones that have gone on before. I don't know how that's going to work out, does. It's going to be great. There's going to be no sorrow, no pain, no death. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Those names, but they're not there. As they stand there before that great white throne of judgment, they stand there, and their names, but they're not mine, the book of life. Then he's going to condemn them into a devil's hell. A lake of fire doesn't burn it. You say, well, I just perish in the book of life. The worm died. None of us. None of us could stand it. But I'm looking forward. You know, you told me a lot about your parents and how they used to come to this church and all. One day, we're going to get the opportunity to say, well, they might look over and say, well, thank you for carrying on, or they wonder why he carried on like he does. Well, serious business. Be sure. Be sure of one thing before you leave this house today, that your name is written by the blood of Jesus Christ on that mantle of the Bible. That is the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. That is the most important. All the rest of the things will take their course. But to have our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's it. That is the offer. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you have given us. And we pray, God, that each of us, O Lord, that we have examined our hearts. And Lord, that we are not deceiving ourselves into thinking that everything is all right. But we know, Lord, that our name has been written in that book of life. That we have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ to be used to write that name.
crazy. We will just be honest with ourselves. And Lord, you guide us, teach us, show us all things. Take us. We're going to stand and we're going to sing a song of invitation. Like I said in the Word, you may think, why do we need to do this and I don't need to do that? I'm saved, yes, that's true. But you know, we might need to do a little washing too. We might need to do just a little bit of cleaning up. And I'll guarantee you one thing, folks, when we all get in one accord and get ourselves together, we'll be like the little girl that shouted in the back of the church and said, what praise God for? You'll hear much more of that. Because we'll be so happy that we're right. Good. Bring it.